It rang 6, 8, 10 times. Then a faint, tiny voice.
Hello?
Beth knew it was her. Emily?
Yes?
Emily, this is Beth. From that article in the paper.
Oh, the lady with the dog.
Yeah, that's me and my pooch, Rocky. Hearing his name, he pattered into the room, wagging his tail.
He's so pretty.
Aw, thanks, Emily.
So you can't see anything?
She sounded about 9. No, I can't, Emily.
Geez, that really sucks.
Well, I do all right. But how are you, Emily? Is that medication still making you sick?
It's making me squirmy all over. I hate it.
What about those faces you told us about?
It's like somebody else is making them for me. Like there's an animal inside my face.
Beth tried to imagine.
They tell me I'm just being oppositional defiant, but it's like I can't make it stop. Really, I can't.
Emily, sweetheart, I believe you. My friend has set up a webpage with information that might help you. Does your mother have a computer?
Yeah, she's on it right now.
Can you write down this web address? Beth bit her lip when she remembered that TD could affect the hands as well.
Yeah, I can.
Got a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Beth read it out slowly and made Emily repeat it for her to be sure she got it right. Good. I want you to ask your mom to go there and look at it really carefully. Ask her to watch the video, okay? Will you ask her to do that?
Okay.
Promise me you'll do that, Emily.
I promise.
I'm counting on you now, Emily. And remember, you or your mom can call me anytime, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Beth.
Click. Beth sat silently with Tina for several minutes. Tina sighed. Oh, Beth. I bet you think I'm skating on awfully thin ice by doing that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Will you go to the website and watch that video?
Sure.
She got up and went into her office. Beth followed. Tina booted up her computer and Beth sat on her bed petting Rocky while it came on. Tina tapped in the URL and clicked on the video link displayed prominently at the top of the page.
Fred did a nice job designing this.
The grainy image of a white woman in her 30s, not unattractive, with long, disheveled hair, laying on a mattress, filled the screen. She writhed, rolled her head, and made grotesque faces, puckering her lips and rolling her tongue while her eyes jerked around in their sockets. Captioned text moved slowly across the bottom of the page.
Deirdre was prescribed a so-called atypical antipsychotic for bipolar disorder and took it as prescribed for approximately 2 years. Prior to that time, she was a healthy, athletic mother of 3 who enjoyed dancing, swimming, and volleyball. Just 2 weeks after beginning on the drug, she began experiencing painful involuntary contractions of her neck and disturbing movements of her facial muscles. Her family and friends thought she was just acting up for attention, and her psychiatrist increased her dose.
Beth, is this what happened to Holly? Yes, the beginning of it at least.
And it's what'll happen to Emily?
Yes. Beth rolled over with her back to Tina.
Damage to the movement centers of the brain becomes permanent if the drug is not promptly withdrawn. The cruelest thing about this involuntary condition is the wedge it drives between the victim and others, who often believe that it is deliberate behavior.
Deirdre tried to speak, but her lips just puckered like a fish out of water. In her eyes was terror.
I can't watch any more of this.
Tina clicked it off. She sat by Beth and rubbed her back.
Do you still think I'm skating on thin ice?
Yes, I do.
Tina didn't say anything more for a couple of minutes. Finally, when Beth was about to say she'd better go home, Tina said,
"And somebody's got to skate there. I'm going to have nightmares after watching that. That poor little girl."
She lay behind Beth and held her.
"I worry for you, Beth, but I respect what you're doing."
"Thanks." Beth drew Tina's arm tight around her. They lay quietly. Tina rocked Beth softly and hummed in her ear. Beth drifted in and out of sleep for perhaps a half hour, perhaps 45 minutes, then rolled over, yawned, and stretched with her back arched like a cat waking up.
"Pretty soon I've got to start calling back all those other women."
Tina sighed and leaned up on her elbow.
"Do you want me to go in the other room?"
"You can wait till later." Beth reached back, drew Tina's arm back around her, and thrust her butt up against Tina's lap. Tina reached under Beth's t-shirt and caressed her breasts.
"I'm gonna undress you, okay?"
Beth said nothing, but turned on her back and laid flat, her arms over her head in a position of surrender. Tina started with her sneakers, which were still wet from walking Rocky, then the soggy sweat socks. She struggled again with a button on her tight jeans. Beth undid it herself, and together they pulled them down. Tina patted Beth softly up the insides of her bare thighs, which quivered and swayed, so white and ivory-like. Next, Tina slowly and playfully eased Beth out of her t-shirt and bra, leaving her spread eagle, vulnerable and naked, save for a pair of frayed panties. Straddling Beth, Tina sat on her lap, bumping her own soft butt between Beth's wide-open legs. A hand firmly on each of Beth's breasts, Tina leaned forward and pressed her mouth and tongue into her ear. She rubbed Beth's nipples between her fingers and nibbled impatiently at her ear, softly blowing warm air into it, then lithely shed her own pants and mounted Beth again. Beth felt as if her body were glowing in a corona of energy, with hot blue sparks of electricity snapping from the parts that Tina caressed and kissed. Beth's arms rose and pulled Tina close to her. She wrapped her strong thighs around Tina's, and their loins, both still enclosed in slippery, moist panties, meshed softly together. They ground them against one another, thrusting and rolling their hips to bring their most precious parts against one another's smooth thighs and bellies. Beth dropped her hands to remove the remaining impediments. Together they squirmed out of their panties and rocked together naked and unashamed. They climaxed simultaneously, gasping in each other's face. Their orgasm throbbed on and on, taking them to a universe where time did not exist and there was only the loveliness of one another's body. Finally, it subsided, and cool ripples of relief spread between them. Their legs were locked like pincers in an embrace that no power on earth could have broken. Slowly it eased. Tina kept her face pressed against Beth's cheek. A long time went by with no sound, save for the waves pounding in their own breathing. Then they spoke simultaneously, and the three little words they whispered were the same.
I love you.